This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Delegates to the Republican National Convention are making the trek to Tampa, Florida this weekend. Starting Monday, they'll spend 3 days cavorting, cheering, and officially nominating a candidate for the presidential election. Now, we already know who they're going to pick. What's a little more of a mystery is how much each of them spends to make the journey. We pulled Wisconsin delegate Barbara Finger away from her last-minute shopping to help us understand her personal electoral math. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
How does it make you feel to be a delegate?
Well, when I was first elected as a delegate, I thought, oh, well, you know, I'll be going down there. But the closer I get, the more excited I am and honored to be a delegate.
Now, what's it going to cost you to be a delegate?
Well, there's a delegate fee that was $650.
You actually pay $650 out of pocket to be a delegate?
Yes. Okay. And that covers a lot of the events that each delegation has and specific things. That way the delegates don't have to pay, you know, out of pocket right down there.
Right.
And I have my airfare of $503. And then I'm sharing a room with another delegate. So that's almost $800 that cost. So
it adds up.
Yeah. You know, when I first, you know, got an idea of what the costs were, I was kind of discouraged. My tally of money raised stayed at about $100 for about a month. And I go, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. And then I start sending out letters, and donations came in slowly but surely. And now I have probably close to $3,600 that I raised.
What do you think? I mean, the hassle of raising this money, is it going to be worth the experience down there?
Oh, definitely. I'm a political junkie. And this is just going to be, like, I'll be right in the midst of it. It's going to be kind of like a mosh pit at an open seating concert. Prior to 2000, I thought I was a political person. You know, I voted in every election. And I used to work second shift down here in Green Bay. And that was didn't have to be to work till 2. And a lot of the rallies and events happened at 10 o'clock in the morning. So that enabled me to drive down a little early and attend events. And I was hooked. And I told people that I worked with, no matter what your political ideology is, get involved. It can be fun.
What's so fun about it?
I just think it's, you know, you get to talk with like-minded people at, you know, various, you know, events, but then you also get to interact with people that disagree with you, and you can do it in a civil manner.
So tell me, what do you want to see from our next president?
The defense budget, I think, is a priority, and I hope the next president repeals the Affordable Care Act.
And what about the economy? How has the economy affected you leading up to this election?
I had worked at a fast food restaurant, and I'd say starting 3 years ago or so, we were getting less and less customers. So that meant the bottom line was tighter, so we were getting less and less hours. And it just got to the point where that restaurant eventually closed and left me without a job.
And have you had a job since then?
No, I haven't.
How's the job hunt been going for you?
I've had one interview and probably 12, 14 applications put in.
Wow.
I am going to polish up my resume and bring copies down to the convention with me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you think the next president can do something to actually change the economy to make it better?
I am hoping that he can, because I think a lot of it is, it's not a matter of throwing money at a problem. I think it is making the tax and regulatory climate such that it allows businesses to thrive. And when businesses thrive, then the workers will thrive, because they're going to get more of a chance of jobs.
Well, good luck in your job hunt. I hope you have a great time at the convention, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed this talk.
Barbara Finger is a Wisconsin delegate to the Republican National Convention, which starts Monday in Tampa, Florida.